The president of the Western Regional House of Chiefs, Nana Kwabena Nketiah V, who also serves as the paramount chief of the Sikado traditional area, speaking at the forecourt of the Jubilee House. He's leading a delegation to pay a courtesy call on the president here at the presidency. But the chiefs and the delegation didn't come empty-handed. It also happened to be President Mahama's 33rd anniversary, and the delegation brought gifts to mark the occasion.
These days, marriages last 1 year, maximum is 5 years. For the past 10 years, marriages for them don't last long.
That was when the president shared a secret, his golden rule for a lasting marriage: never argue with your wife. The real victory in marriage isn't in winning the debate, but knowing when to lovingly surrender.
It's to try not to argue with your wife. And I'll tell you a very funny story. When we achieved 30 years of marriage, it was a big celebration. We were sitting in our pastor's office after church, and we're talking about the celebration that was coming, 30 years of marriage. And so my wife started saying that, "Pastor, don't you see, 30 years of marriage, this marriage has survived because of me. Otherwise, this man, who would want to marry him?" I made the mistake of arguing and saying, "Oh, the marriage, it survived because of me. I am the calm one, I'm the patient one. That's why the marriage has reached 30 years." And we're arguing. My pastor was looking at me in a very funny way. And so when we finished and we're walking to the car, he called me outside and said, "Why were you wasting your time? You know you can never win that argument." I cut it short, but I learned a lesson. The next year was 31 years of marriage. And we're sitting in the same pastor's office, and everybody was saying, "Happy 31st anniversary." And my wife brought up the same subject and said, "You see, this marriage has lasted 31 years because of me." And I remembered what my pastor said, and I said, "Yes, it has lasted because of you, and I thank God for your life. I couldn't have got a better wife than you." So she looked at me and she said, "Are you correct? Did you wake up well?" So never argue with your wife.